99.5 Kicks Country with Shotgun Charlie Walker. And I tell you what, out of everybody I ever interviewed and had a good time with, this is one heck of a guy, Louisiana native, Mr. Andy Griggs. How you doing there, big guy?
Shotgun, I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm fat and ugly, but other than that, I'm good to go, man. I'm good. I tell you what, we are so glad you're going to be right back here in our neck of the woods coming up tonight for Unplugged. You, Buddy Jewel, James Otto, and Jeff Bates, we can't wait to see you guys again.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm looking forward to jumping on stage with them. Man, we're all great friends, man. Music. Which you know this, Shotgun. Music is such a small family, and it's such a small world. So, man, you know, everybody knows everybody, and most of us are great friends. So, what you're about to see is a bunch of good old boy great friends on stage. So, yeah, it should be great.
What is your most memorable moment of your career so far?
Oh, shoot. It's hard to beat doing a duet with Waylon Jennings. I mean, that's pretty hard to beat. I remember that one moment of us sharing the microphone in the studio and looking through the glass towards the producer.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of seeing the producer, I saw the reflection of me and Waylon sitting there cheek to cheek singing together over a microphone. I think that was that one moment.
Good Lord. Now, a lot of stuff's changed through the years. What is your best, what is your biggest pet peeve about the music industry? Let it
You're
out.
You're trying to get me on the soapbox, aren't you? You know what? It's not the sound, believe it or not. It's the style. And I believe in all kinds of sounds, and I believe in all kinds of styles. So as many people today that say, man, that's not country, that's more pop, this and that. You know, instead of that being my gripe, I guess, I'm a soul fan. As long as you sing from your heart and your soul, I don't care what style, quote-unquote, style of music it is. Man, I hate to hear artists come up through the pipeline and just not singing from soul and it sounding plastic. I'm a soulful guy. All my heroes were soulful singers, and the music that I tend to love is soulful, and the music I tend to shun is not soulful.
Oh yeah. And I tell you, last time I saw you was during a country radio seminar up in Margaritaville. Got up there, played a little bit with you. You can rock the house, but also, good Lord, a Louisiana boy can bring some women some tears. Good Lord. The emotional stuff you do, you got the whole audience in your palm, big man.
Well, that's kind of by accident. I ain't really trying to go after the... Man, you're about to get me in trouble here.
That's my job.
Yeah, we have a good time. That's for sure. We have a good time.
Oh, what's the coolest or strangest thing anybody's ever given you?
Oh, man. Every now and then you'll write you'll sign a toilet seat. That was popular for a while. People will buy a brand new toilet seat and get a whole bunch of signatures, and they'll hang that toilet seat on the wall. One time a lady... Are you ready for this? One time a lady handed me a toilet seat that was used. That thing was old. And she said she was going to put it, for me to sign, she was going to put it back on her toilet.
Good God.
That is definitely the strangest thing I've ever signed.
That is weird, man. Hey, when you're not on the road, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Man, I love to hunt and fish. I still keep my guitar next to me, but man, I'm an outdoorsman. You know, right before me and you got on air, we're talking about different places in Georgia that me and you have in common on hunting. So, man, I love to be in a boat. I love to be in a stand, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm a true outdoorsman with a guitar in my left hand.
Oh, yeah, that boy that owns the fishing and tackle shop in East Dublin, and I forgot what his name is off the top of my head.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby, yeah, but that's who I was renting my house from. Bobby Craig.
What's the name of that river that goes through there?
Thunder and Springs. Thunder and Springs, where I was at.
Yeah.
We had a good time, man. I think he still owes me a bar tab, but other than that, we're good.
I'll talk to him about that.
Where is your favorite place to vacation when you got a little time off?
Man, it depends on what time of year it is. It really does. I love to travel. So, you know, a lot of people can't stand to travel once they get off the bus. Unless it's working I know probably 70% of the musicians, singers that I know, they want to stay home. I'm kind of the exact opposite. I still love living out of my bag, even though I may not be singing for the next week or two. I'm still, you know, going to catch a ball game, you know, going to do this or that. So I just got off of a four-day offshore fishing trip. If it's during the fall, man, I love chasing the leaves. Wintertime, man, I love Colorado and the snow banks of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So, like I said, it depends on what time of year and what I'm doing. But believe it or not, I love living out of my bag.
Mm. And if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
Starving.
I don't see that, brother. The way you hunt, I don't see that happening anytime.
Man, I have no idea what I'd be doing. I thank the Lord that he showed me this because I don't really know how to do anything else.
Well, brother, we cannot wait for you to hit stage tonight. We're going to be right there having a ball, and we'll see you in a few hours, okay?
Sounds great, buddy. I'll see you then.
Coming back with more at 99.5 Kicks Country.